Good morning. How is everyone this morning? It's nice to see everyone this morning. It's very nice to be able to come together in the name of Jesus. When I think about everything that's happening in the world and everything that's happening in this country, I am so grateful for the Comforter. Jesus said, it's better for you that I go away, because when I go away, I will send the Comforter and He will be with you. Not only is He with us, but He's in us, He flows through us, He envelops every part of our life. And for those that walk with Christ Jesus, for those that know Him, they live their life in connection with the presence and the power of God. And we live very different than the way the world lives. Because the world right now, and everything that's going on, the world is looking for a place to hide and a place of safety. It's looking for some place where it can escape from the problems and the troubles that are coming, and it's looking for that. But the word tells me the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and they are safe. So we found our place of safety. It's in the name of Jesus. And as we live and move and have our being in Him, we don't have to worry about the rest. Because if you are in the name of Jesus, if you live and move and have your being there, God can send you to the jungles of the north, or He can send you standing right outside the president's house checking cars. Doesn't matter, He's with you. And He will lead and guide and protect your life. And until your purpose in the earth is fulfilled, you will be here. And when the time comes for all of us to leave, it's a blessing, because we just transition from this to be with Christ. Okay, let's pray for a moment, shall we? Father God, we just want to thank You, Lord, for this morning. Father, we want to thank You, Lord, for the presence of Your Holy Spirit. We want to thank You for Jesus. We want to thank You, Father, that we live and move and have our being in You. And Lord, this day, Father, we come together in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind every demonic force, every hindrance, every spirit of darkness and wickedness in or around this place. Father, in Jesus' name, we break it and we cast it out. Father, we proclaim, Lord, the free flow of Your Spirit in this room, in this place, on this beach, in this city, in this nation. Father, we pray, Lord God, for this day, Lord, for the Spirit of God to rise up strong in us, Father. Strong in Your people, Lord God. And Lord, to flow through your people, Lord, with boldness in this nation, Father, for your plans, your purposes, Father. So Lord, we want to thank you for this morning, the chance to get together to speak your word, Lord, to read your word, to study your truth. And so right now, Lord, we invite the Spirit of truth, Father, to take full control. We invite, Lord God, you, Lord, to speak through us, Father God, one to another, Lord. And even right now, I get out of the way, Lord, so that your Spirit would speak through me, Father. I decrease, I move aside, and I invite you, Lord, to have your will and your way. And we go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. Familiar passage of Scripture, Matthew 24. Matthew 24. And verse 4 through 14. Please.
Mateu 24, 17. Yesus වහන්සේ උන් උත්තර දෙමින් කිසිවෙක් උඹලා මොනා නොකොට ලෙස බලා ගන්න. මක්නිසාද බොහෝ දෙනෙක් මම ක්‍රිස්තුස්සේ කියා මාගේ නමින් ඇවිත් බොහෝ දෙනකු මුලා කරන්නෝය. යුද්ධ සහ යුද්ධ ප්‍රවෘත්ති ගැන උඹලා අසනවා ඇත. නොකැල බෙන්ට බලා ගන්න. මක්නිසාද මේ සියල්ල සිදුවෙන්න ඕනෑ. නමුත් ඒ මනුසුරු අන්තිමේ නොහැමන්නේය. පකිස්තාද ජාතියක් ජාතියකටද රාජ්‍යයක් රාජ්‍යයකටද විරුද්ධව නැගිනවා ඇත. නොයෙක් තැන්වල සාගතික පොළොව කම්පාද සිදුවෙනවා ඇත. මේ සියල්ල වනාහි ගාවිනාවල පටන් ගැන්මය. එකල ඔහු නුඹලා පීඩා විඳීමට පාවාදී මරන්නෝය. නුඹලා මාගේ නාමය නිසා සියලු ජාතීන් විසින් වෛර කරනු ලබන්නෝය. කල බොහෝ දෙනෙක් බාධාවට පැමිණ ඔවුනවුන් පාවා දෙන්නෝය. ඔවුනවුන්ට වෛර වන්නෝය. නොයෙක් බොරු අනාගත වස්තුවරු නැගිට බොහෝ දෙනෙකු මුලා කරන්නෝය. අධර්මිෂකම් බෝවන බැවින් බොහෝ දෙනාගේ ප්‍රේමය හීනවන්නේය. නමුත් අන්තිමේ දක්වා ඉස්තිරෝ සිටින්නාම ගැලවෙන්නේය. රාජ්‍යයේ මේ සුභාරංචිය සියලු ජාතීන්ට සාක්ෂියක් පිණිස ලොව මුළුමනින්ම ප්‍රකාශ කරනු ලබන්නේය. එවිට අන්තිමේ පැමිණෙන්නේ.
Okay, anytime that the world starts to get into a turbulent state, people start wondering, is this it? Is this the close? You know, what's going to happen next? Who is the Antichrist? You know, which is, what's Babylon? Where are these places? And we've heard so much teaching and everything like that. And when Jesus was asked this question about what will be the sign of his coming and of the end of the world, he begins it by saying, take heed that no man deceive you. I find it very interesting that Jesus, when he's asked what's going to be the sign of the end, he begins by saying, watch out that people don't deceive you about it. Why would people want to deceive you about the end? Or why would people want to deceive you in general? I'll open it. To separate you from the Lord. I like that. Yes, very much so. Okay, Lucifer, Satan is called the father of all lies. And he is the father of all deception. So it's amazing to me how subtle so many of these deceptions have come throughout time. Over the last 8, 9, 10 years, when I've been listening to people, you know, on radio and talking about end times and everything, it's always 6 months, 1 year ahead.
ನೀವು ಅವ್ರದ್ದು ಅಟ್ಟ ಮನೆ ಕಿಸ್ಸೇನೆ ಕೇಗೆ ಕ್ಯಾಸನ್ ಪಾತ್ರ ವಿಡಿಯೋ ಪಾತ್ರ ದೇಹೀನೋ ಏರೆ ಹೀನ ವಿನೀತ ಹರಿದು ನಿಕಂ ಹಾವ್ ಮಾಸ ಹಾಯಿ ಮೇಘ ವೆಂಡೆ ಅರೋವಾಗಿ ಸಮಯ ಕಿರ್ವಿ.
ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯು ನೋಟಿಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೀನ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ದ ಚರ್ಚಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಇನ್ 2000 ದ ಹೋಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎಂಡ್ ಇನ್ 2003 ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಫಾಲ್ ಅಪಾರ್ಟ್ 2006 ನೌ ರಿಯಲಿ ರಿಯಲಿ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ 2007 ಇಸ್ ಅ ಬಿಬ್ಲಿಕಲ್ ನಂಬರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಸಮ್ ನಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಯೆಸ್ Now in the Old Testament, if you were wrong, they would take you out back and they would kill you. But we've forgotten those days. We don't do that anymore. But people are not held to account. Many things are taught that are unscriptural. And when people go on those lines and on those tracks, what is happening then to people? Because sometimes what happens is we become drug addicts in the church. Looking for the latest prophecy fix, no? What's the latest dramatic, juicy thing that might be happening? And so somebody stands up and they get the microphone and they're like, God says. But the problem is, in the end, what is God really saying to His people? What is God really saying to His church? Who is the good and wise servant that the master puts in charge of the rest of his house? It's the one that gives the other servants their proper food at the proper time. Jesus' prayer that he taught the disciples to pray, he said, "Give us this day our daily bread." And Jesus is the bread of life that came down from heaven. So He is our manna for this day. He is what we need for this day. So the good and wise servant gives the other servants Jesus and what He is saying for His church this day. It's a fresh word, it's fresh bread. And it meets the need of your heart, it meets the need of your spirit, it meets where you are at this moment, at this day. It doesn't come from the mind of man, it doesn't come from the thoughts and the schemes of man, it comes from the direction and the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. So Christ Jesus is the head and we are the body. And every part of the body receives its instruction from the head. Okay, so if my hand is been given the instruction to pick this up, my head can also tell my foot to do this at the same time. Yes? Can you see? I'm very talented, no? My foot does not have to check with my hand. Does my foot have to ask my hand what the head told it to do? Does my stomach have to ask my hand's permission to digest the food I ate? Does my heart have to check with my foot, is it okay to beat now? No, none of it has to do that. All of it is connected and directly wired to the head. And the body of Christ, the true body of Christ, the true church of the living God in the earth is directly connected to Christ Jesus. Is directly connected to the Father. We are in the vine who is Christ. So He is our high priest in the order of Melchizedek. He is the one that makes intercession between us and the Father. And we are made one in Him. So why would man and why would the enemy seek to deceive you? Because if you can believe and be taught to believe that you as a foot must check with the hand to make sure that you got the right instruction from God, you will be paralyzed to ever do what the head tells you to do. You will be paralyzed. You won't be able to follow what the Father is telling you for Himself. And man in and of himself, apart from Christ, has a need to gather for himself. Yeah. So, to gather a following, to amass wealth, to gain power. To be something in this world. And he will dress it up in many ways. He will dress it up in nice looking ways. Dress it up in spiritual ways. But at the end of the day, the heart of it is carnal. Any true servant of God will teach you how to look to the Father for yourself. And Ephesians 4 tells us that for those that are given certain responsibility in the body of Christ like that, that they will help bring you to a place where you are no longer tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. So you are less dependent on them today than you were yesterday. So if you need them more today than you needed them yesterday, there's a problem. If your life and your walk and your connection with the Father is more dependent on somebody that calls himself a servant of God, I would challenge you, based on the Word of God and on the Scripture, that man is not fulfilling a call from God. I challenge you whether he is called of God. We are not called to amass a following, we are called to walk with Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ came to set the captives free. Those that walk with Christ set the captives free because they do the same work as Jesus. So it is for freedom that he set us free. We were made to be free. So the world would seek to deceive you so that it could again enslave you. The world and the system of the world we live in works very, very hard to keep you enslaved. And what I found is most times people will exchange one form of bondage for another. They will trade one form of abuse for another. They will trade one addiction for another one. So, whereas Christ sets us free and empowers us to walk in His path, His plan, and to do the will that He set in front of us. And there is freedom in walking in Christ. Okay. Back to the passage. Verse 6, he said that you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Okay. Wars and rumors of wars. Does that sound anything like the world we're living in today? Does that sound anything like Sri Lanka today? What did Jesus say right after that? See that ye be not troubled. Hello. See that you be not troubled. See that your heart is not troubled by these things. Okay. How is this possible? Because he's told us this several times in the scriptures and other places. Be not worried about anything. In everything cast your cares upon the Lord. He will care for you. Seek first the kingdom. Take care of your needs. Don't be anxious about anything. There's so many places in scripture where God keeps giving us this instruction. See that ye be not troubled. Okay. How can we be not troubled? Open question. Come, church, strong church, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. How can you be not troubled? Stand on his promises. Stand on His promises and believe. We trust Him. One time I was reading an Arabic translation of the scriptures, and transliteration. Do you know there's that in it's either Hebrews 11 or 12, there's that the faith chapter. Hebrews 11. Now faith, by faith, all of these people did all of this stuff, yes? Another word for faith, the same word, is trust. The same word for faith is trust. So we trust Him. We trust Him to do what He said He would do. We trust Him to be true to the promises that He has said and He has spoken to us. We trust Him to uphold His word. In the Psalms, God said that He has exalted His name even above Himself. His word, even above Himself. So God even puts Himself under the authority of His own word. So when He speaks the word, it does not return void. When He says something, it happens. So God is not like man. How many men do we know of? I won't even make a political joke. How many men do we know of that say and promise and never deliver? All God has to do is say, "Let there be light," and the entire world is flooded with light. So when the word comes from the mouth of God, everything, it's already done. So when God said, "Seek first the kingdom," and He would take care of the needs, if that word failed, then God would have failed. But anyone that has sought first the kingdom, and you know in your heart if you have, you've also seen the faithfulness of God. You've seen His miraculous provision. You've seen the way that He has made something happen where in the natural there's no way that man can put something together. So be ye not troubled. You know, Jesus had a very good opportunity to be very, very troubled about what He was going to go through. It's not that He didn't feel the pain and the agony, but in His heart He was set to do the will of the Father. When He was in Gethsemane and all of the things were happening and they were trying to save His life, the disciples came and then they took out the swords and they started cutting away, and then Jesus said, "Stop, put them away. If you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword." And then He said, "If I don't go through this, how then will the scriptures be fulfilled?" If I wanted to, I could have 12 legions of angels just like that. Get me out of this. But I have to go through this. So Jesus knew there was something he had to go through for the sake of his bride. For the sake of his church, for the sake of the ones that he loved, wanted to spend all eternity with. The ones that he loved and he wanted to spend the whole eternity with. So he knew that there was something that had to happen and he had to go through something. Now this day that we're living in this country, in this nation, there is something that his church must go through for the sake of the body of Christ and God's purposes in the earth. Now is not the time to faint. Now is not the time to look for an exit. You know how often when people will, when they first they come to Christ, their eyes are open, and then the first thing they say is, God, what do you want me to do? Because they love him with all of their heart, and they want to respond somehow out of their love in their own heart for Jesus. So they pray and they say, God, what do you want me to do? Okay, welcome to what God wants you to do. Welcome to what God wants you to do. He wants you to know Him and He wants you to make Him known. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true living God, and your Son whom you sent, Jesus Christ, John 17:3. He said, let your light shine before men. God didn't light the light in your spirit and your soul to hide you. He didn't light the light in your spirit and your soul to then rush you away to some place. No, He's lit the light in your heart and says that you could shine in a wicked world. So that you could stand as a witness in the time that we're living in right now of the truth that there is another way. And we will see in this day, in this age, we will see a similar situation to what happened with the children of Israel in the time of Egypt. We will see the world go into turmoil and get twisted and turned, but we will also see the protection and the provision of God for God's people. We will see tremendous calamities come upon this world throughout, financially, economically, weather-wise, and wars. All of these things will happen. happen, yes. But we'll also see the very hosts of heaven fighting on behalf of the children of God. And like Elijah prayed, and he said, God, open the eyes of my servant so that he can see that those that are with us are far more than those that come against us. I have news for you this day. We outnumber the enemy. We outnumber the enemy. We are greater than the enemy. The armies that are with us and walking with us are far more powerful, far larger, far better equipped than anything that the world has. And one servant of God that will stand true and trust the Father on His word can lay an entire nation to its knees before the Father. One servant of God that will walk true with His word will see the Father's protection like Daniel did in the lion's den. Three servants that will bind themselves together and say, we will not bow, will see themselves tossed into a flame of fire and walk out unscathed. Because it's Jesus that walks right next to them, with them in the middle of those situations. And it's the king that has to stand outside and say, come out to us, because he can't go into where they are. We live in the very fire and presence of God. And where we live, they can't come. So it's by God's mercy that we go to them. It's by God's mercy that He sends us into the world at this time. It's by God's grace and purpose that He would have you here in this nation at such a time as this. Verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. So we are living in a sorrowful time. There are terrible tragedies going on around us all the time. Some things we know about, a lot of things we don't. Those seven school boys, baseball players that were blown up with their coach coming back on a train from Kandy. Tragedy. Absolutely shameful. Can anyone, as satanic in the world as they can be, can anyone justify that?
ඇත්තටම මේ ලෝකයේ ඉතාමත් අර මේ නපුරු මේ ක්‍රියා සිද්ධ කරන්න පුළුවන් තව කෙනෙකුට ඒක සාධාරණයි කියලා කියන්න බැරි විදියට.
Under what cause, under what purpose, under what frame of mind, under what circumstance is there any justification for anything like that?
මොන කොහොම සාධාරණේ කරන්නද මේ වගේ මොන හේතුවක් මත මොන අරමුණක් මත මොන අවහිරතාවයක් ඇති වුණා කියලා කියන කියලා මේ වගේ දෙයක් සාධාරණීකරණය කරන්න පුළුවන්.
And the letter that came from the president's office to one of those mothers was, I'll guarantee you revenge. And the mother, she refused to take the letter. She said, I don't want that. She said, give me my son back. Because the world cannot give back. The world can't give life. Only Jesus can give life. The world is a system that only takes. The devil is the one that came to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. And those that work for him are working on both sides. So they steal, they kill, and they destroy on both sides. So then one man says revenge, and then the other one says, I'll get revenge on you. And who are the ones that suffer? It's the body of Christ now that stands in this nation. It is the people of God that stand for truth and light. We are the ones that shine forth now. And what's the message that we bring? Well, one, there is another way. Only God can create hope in a situation like this. Only God can restore and heal a heart of a mother that would have lost a child like that. What did Jesus say when he was on the cross? He said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. If there was somebody that had the right to say, to hell with you and I'm going to kill you, it would have been Jesus. But the letter that Jesus sent didn't say that. What he said at that time was, forgive them, Father, for they know what they don't know what they do. And he also said, it is finished. In Christ Jesus, it is finished. There is no more eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. Christ Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. So there is no more need for an eye for an eye. It ends there. In Christ Jesus, the cycle stops. In Christ Jesus, the bloodshed stops. His blood is shed so that ours doesn't have to be anymore. His life is given so that we can have a new life. So when we present Christ this day in this nation, we present the only hope that these people will ever have or ever know. It is foolishness to trust in man. It is foolishness to trust in those that were, we were warned about, take care that no man deceive you. It's foolishness to trust in those that would say that, that and not to be deceived by them. Jesus said, many will come in my name, right? Jesus was the Messiah. Jesus was the Savior. So many will show up and pretend to be your Savior. Many will show up and say, I have the solution for the problems of this world. They are deceivers. They are liars. They are servants of the devil. The only one that has the solution for us, we have one Savior, we have one Messiah, we have one answer, which is Jesus. And the only one that can give you anything of a solution in this world at this time is someone that has bowed their knees to the Creator of this universe, someone that has bowed their knees to Christ Jesus and have allowed for Him to lead and guide and to give them solutions where the world can't find them. And if they have not done so, they have nothing to give you. So at this time, in this day, for the church, for us, for the body of Christ, we know that it says in verse 9, and then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. We do not love our lives unto death. We know that attacks come and will come. But God is with us in everything that happens. And then shall many be offended, verse 10, and shall betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Again, deception. Again, deception in the name prophets, men of God, so they would call themselves. Religious leaders, so they would call themselves. If they don't point you to Christ Jesus and if they don't get out of the way, they're no men of God. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ Jesus. So if he stops following Christ Jesus, you stop following Paul and you keep going with Jesus. Paul never said, follow me. There was a second part to that sentence. As he follows Christ Jesus, we have one shepherd leading us. Verse 12 says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We know in this time that right now what we are surrounded by, iniquity is abounding. It seems like everything has just gone in overdrive, that everything has gotten turned up. The heat on the cooker has, all of the iniquities are coming just now. And scriptures tell us that when this time comes upon us, that the love of many will grow cold. It's easy to do in ourselves. When you see these things happening and coming on the world that we live in and the people that we're around, there comes a point where you say, God, you know, what is going on? You start to, in your heart, you can get cold. But verse 13 says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. We are encouraged in scripture to him who overcomes. Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, two different places, all seven churches, every one of them is told to him who overcomes. John 16, at the very end, Jesus says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. Sorry. How do you keep from growing cold in the world that you live in right now? His word is a flame of fire. Jesus Christ is the one that was in the flames with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. His eyes are like a blazing fire. You stay close to Jesus. You live in Christ Jesus. In Him you live and you move and you have your being in Him. And each day, with everything that you may face, you bow your knee before the Father and you bring it to Him. You let your connection come out of an open and an honest heart before Him. And let Him lead and guide and direct every step. If you stay close to Jesus, you will burn to the very day that you leave this world. The fire of God will burn in you until the very day you leave this world. When the Holy Spirit came upon the church of the day of Pentecost, He came as a flame of fire. And the Holy Spirit now at this time is coming again upon His church in a new way. And He comes as He always has come, as a flame of fire to blaze His church bright in this day. So be encouraged this day. The world will do what the world does. And the body of Christ will do what the head instructs it to do. We have one head who is Christ Jesus. And He said, see that ye be not troubled. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Fear not. For I am with you to the very end of the age. Praise God.